On Monday night, the Ohio State Buckeyes pulled off their third upset in a row to win the first national playoff with a third-string quarterback. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon to tell you why that is not only good for the Buckeyes, but also the Big Ten and, yes, even Michigan and Michigan State. The Big Ten entered the bowl season battered from a brutal decade. How bad was it? Well, Michigan's sworn enemies, Michigan State and Ohio State, had given up hating the Wolverines. What was the point? The Spartans and the Buckeyes could barely remember the last time the Wolverines had the upper hand. They no longer felt animosity, but pity and even frustration that the Wolverines were not keeping up their end of the deal. In the previous 10 years, Big Ten teams had lost two-thirds of their bowl games. For the third time in 7 years, Michigan did not even qualify for a bowl game. And the coming bowl season looked even worse. 10 conference teams qualified for bowl games, and all 10 were expected to lose. The Big Ten's best team, Ohio State, appeared to be in the greatest danger of getting crushed, but not a year ago. Since Urban Meyer took over in 2012, the Buckeyes had won 24 straight regular season games. Their returning quarterback, Braxton Miller, was a top prospect for the Heisman Trophy. But in the offseason, Miller injured his shoulder, knocking him out for the season. Urban Meyer replaced Miller with JT Barrett, who lost their second game this season. But they stuck with him and coached him up so well that he became a Heisman Trophy candidate. Miller won 9 straight games. Against Michigan, after Miller scored to give Ohio State a 21-14 lead, he broke his ankle. Meyer put in his third-string quarterback, Cardale Jones, who finished the job. But the Buckeyes' chances to get into the first college football playoff looked very slim. Only 4 teams would make it, and Ohio State ranked 5th. With a third-string quarterback, the oddsmakers figured the Buckeyes would not even get past Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game. Well, they did, squeaking by the Badgers with a 59-0 victory. Yes, 59-0. That blowout catapulted the Buckeyes into the 4th and final playoff spot. It also meant they'd be facing perennial juggernaut Alabama, which had won 3 of the past 5 national titles. Well, once again, Urban Meyer pulled off a minor miracle, beating top-ranked Alabama to get a title shot against second-ranked Oregon. Ohio State was still the underdog, though, from an underdog conference. But the Buckeyes' Big Ten brothers had already done surprisingly well in the bowls. Penn State had won in overtime, Wisconsin had beaten a ranked Auburn team, and Michigan State came back from 20 points down in the 4th quarter to beat Baylor, one of the best bowl games I have ever seen. The Big Ten stood at 5-5. Not bad for a league expected to lose every single game. But surely the Big Ten's luck would stop with the Bucks and their third-string quarterback. The Big Ten was so desperate for respect, most Spartans and Wolverines I know were actually pulling for Ohio State. Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. The experts were wrong again. Third-stringer Cardale Jones led the Bucks past the Ducks 42-20. Against all odds, Ohio State had claimed the national title. Many are calling Urban Meyer the best coach in the country. 2 weeks ago, the Big Ten was the scrawny wimp getting sand kicked in its face. Well, 2 weeks later, it's become the kind of guy who watches somebody else get sand kicked in his face. That's progress. Who knows? With Ohio State and Michigan in the top 5, Penn State on the rise, and Michigan's favorite son, Jim Harbaugh, back in Ann Arbor, the Big Ten East could become college football's toughest division. Crazy? Maybe. But stranger things have happened. Just ask Cardale Jones, the national champion third-string quarterback.